the computer. All right. I believe we should be recording. So, Bruce, take it away.
Or Mark, it's your show, guys. You're the guest.
I don't know. Okay, we'll just wing it. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Star Wars Report. This is a special edition. Why? Because the name of this show is Special Edition. That's our exciting announcement. It's a new title for the Star Wars Report. Wow. Special Edition. Wow. But no, that's not what we're going to talk about. We're not going to talk about that title, not the Special Edition title. We're going to talk about a new title released today for Star Wars Episode 8. And I'm not going to say what it is right now, but first we're going to introduce, of course, with us always, Mark Herleman.
Hey, everybody. Always good to be here. Letting Bruce take the lead. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong and why I'm doing this, but I'm doing it.
It's because we hijacked Riley in a box somewhere.
We did. So Riley's out in the middle of the winter elements with wind blowing and him being tossed around. So he may join us a little later if he can actually get through all those winter elements that are bothering him. So we also brought in live Matthew Rushing.
Woohoo! I'm so glad to be here on the Star Wars Report.
Yeah! So we're glad to have you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised. We found him. Repeat, we found him. I'm just excited to be here, guys. And what a great day to be a Star Wars fan, you know? I mean, something happened today?
Something did happen today, so I guess...
Something red.
Ooh, yes. Like a new Sith lightsaber? What?
Oh, I don't know. Could it be Sith related? Who knows?
I thought it was ring theory, but everyone told me that red writing comes on the third film. So I'm complete at a loss here. I don't know how
this
to
is
react.
Why I messed you up. This is the third trilogy. So maybe that has something to do with it. But anyway,
it might be.
The Star Wars logo is red and the title of Episode 8 is The Last Jedi.
Dun, dun, dun.
And so the logo treatment looks just like The Force Awakens, but with Star Wars in red, and then in the middle there, The Last Jedi.
All night.
So where were you guys when you first heard about it, Mark? Where were you?
I was still sitting in bed. I'd woke up. I realized that my alarm hadn't gone off yet, and I was like, ooh, 18 things on the old Facebook. I was kind of busy in the morning, and I popped in there, and it's like, oh, what the heck? I went, it was the Star Wars Podcast Alliance was where I saw. I was like, the chat thread, go. And I'm like looking at like, wait a minute. I've seen that somewhere before. Isn't that like The Last Jedi by Michael Reeves or like The Last of the Jedi by Jude Watson or the comic that Marvel did? And so I had to look it up and I was like, oh, sure. So I was taking the picture and I'm sharing it. I'm like, hey, third time's the charm, fourth time's the charm. We'll get this right eventually. But honestly, I think it's a cool title. I think there's a lot to be said for them choosing this title and a lot to be said for the fact that I'm pretty convinced that they had no intention of doing a Jax Pavon or Obi-Wan Kenobi type story with this. They were just using the title because it makes sense. I mean, it's just a brilliant move. I mean, now I'm more excited than ever to see what Luke's going to say to Rey.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I wonder if they went to the story group and said, hey, we came up with a title. And the story group is like, we've used that before some other places.
Pablo's like, dude, we've already got a title. It's the blah, blah, blah. Okay. It's the blah, blah, blah. We've already established it.
That's right, Mark. You established it. You're the first to release that the original title was supposed to be blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it was like Blue Harvest.
Right. I love that title. I mean, I would totally go see a film called Blah, 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 Blah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to say The Blue Harvest because I like that title.
What I That's love cool. about this and something that I was thinking about. So all the films that have had red in their logo, you know, we had Jedi, Return of the Jedi first, then Revenge of the Sith, and now we're getting The Last Jedi. And to me, all the films that are so much with the red are so much about the Skywalkers, where it's really heavy with the Skywalker story. I mean, obviously they all are, but those are the ones that have so much to do with telling you more about the Skywalkers, helping you understand. I mean, just think about the original Jedi. We have to say that now because there's a whole other Jedi. Jedi 1 and Jedi 2, we'll just call them Jedi 1. You know, that has all the revelations, the sister, the, you know, we now have it confirmed that it's the father and all of those things. And so I feel like that to me is saying something. The color of the poster with it in red is saying, this is a story about the Skywalker lineage. I don't know if that has anything to do with Rey, but we do know that that has something to do with Luke. And that promise that this movie is going to be so much more about him is really exciting, because that's what I've been longing for in this sequel trilogy. I don't know. What about you, Riley?
Darth Maul, Snoke. How's it going, guys?
Good. Are you surviving out in the wilderness of all the winter weather that you're dealing with? You said it was freezing outside.
I mean, it's Atlanta, so like freezing as in it's less than 60 degrees. yeah. No, I mean, I made it. I survived another long day, and it turned out there was some news. And so I'm glad. Gentlemen, thanks so much for putting all this together. I'm literally, guys, if you're listening to this podcast, Riley's literally just calling in, like with an actual phone. This feels weird.
Yeah, it feels like you're a guest on the show.
I am, ostensibly, because I can't introduce it. I'm not doing the recording or anything. This is all a plan hatched by, I feel like he's more of a host than I am right now, by Matt. But Matt, thanks so much for doing this. So guys, what do you think? I know you've already just gotten started, but allow me to get you just to get your reactions for me. I'm curious where everybody's at on this.
I just thought it was great. I think it's a great title. What do you agree, Matt? You love the title because you were saying it's about Luke.
Yeah, that, I mean, to me, that's the thing that I'm so excited about with this movie. You know, I'm a huge Legends fan, just like Mark, and I liked so much of what we got for the most part with Luke. There's some up and downs with that character, but he's the character that I connected with the most when I was a kid, and he's what I wanted to know more about in the sequel trilogy. And of course, then he's nowhere to be found. Hashtag where's Luke? Now we found Luke, and I'm so ready to get that story, and the excitement in me that's building about what he's been up to, why he's been gone, all of these things, and then you connect all that with Rey and the stuff that we learned about in The Force Awakens, and this is the film I feel like that I wanted the first time. Well, I didn't get that in The Force Awakens, but I feel like this one might finally answer the questions that I've had burning in my soul for, you know, so many years. And, well, Jedi, really. The original Jedi.
Right. So, Mark, do you think the title means this is a Luke story, or does Last Jedi mean more than that?
See, and that is the question. I mean, it could be Jedi plural, which I don't think that's the case. I mean, if it's supposed to be the Last Jedi, meaning Luke and Rey are both going to possibly not make it, then why stick around for episode 9? But I think Matt's onto something. I mean, you know, you think about Revenge of the Sith, and that's basically the Jedi get wiped out. Return of the Jedi, we're seeing the promise of a new Jedi order, and Luke was the last of the Jedi, and, you know, Yoda and Ben, they confer, and they're like, or the beginning of the new, you know. And I think Luke's at a point where, because of what happened with Kylo Ren, he's forgotten that, and Rey needs to remind him, all you have to do is train me.
Well, in Last of the Jedi, that's in the crawl of The Force Awakens. It says Skywalker, comma, the Last Jedi. So it almost
exactly
that is what his title is, the Last Jedi. But that doesn't, if he's the Last Jedi, then what would Rey be? Is she going to be something different than a Jedi?
Mm-hmm. Well, not just that. Let me add to that awesome sandwich, because not only is it in the opening crawl, it's also spoken in the film by Snoke, the Last Jedi, Luke Skywalker. And so I think unquestionably it's about Luke. But you're right, where does that leave Rey? And I don't know. I think just to give my overall impression for just a second, guys, because I know I hopped in the call a little late. I love this title, and I don't know why yet, but there's something. This is the first Star Wars movie title. Like, I remember the announcement of the title Revenge of the Sith, and I remember, and that one made a lot of sense, but even then, unlike The Force Awakens, unlike Rogue One, this one didn't take any getting used to. It was just an immediate, oh yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes so much. That's exactly where I was at too. I was like, okay, you know, now we've got Luke. What would be funny though is if they throw everything to the wind and they go the route of Rogue One, and we're like, most of this story is a flashback. We're gonna tell about, you know, all the stuff that you've been wanting to know about Luke's order and stuff. And we find, you know, it starts out with Rey holding up the lightsaber and Luke's about to speak, and then whoop, we're transported back to Luke's academy right when the Knights of Ren show up, and we're just like, what the heck is going on?
I don't know. I think it's
yeah.
If we open up with a musical montage of Luke singing all by myself,
I feel like I've seen that.
Yeah, that would be. That's the clem to clem right there. This is the stuff you want. But what I think is interesting is, what if it's that Luke is the last of the Jedi, you know, in a singular form, but throughout the film it becomes the last Jedi plural as we move forward. So it could actually be both, because the word can be both of those things. To me, that's what's really exciting, is that there is some ambiguity in the title, and it gives us a lot of room to move. And obviously, with all the speculation about Rey, hopefully we finally just answer the questions about Rey so we can be done with that and move forward. But God, this being about Luke Skywalker, I'm right there with you, Riley. This title just clicked with me immediately, and I am so stinking jazzed. And I mean, anybody who's listened to anything I've done knows that, you know, Force Awakens wasn't my favorite Star Wars film, but this one gives me such hope in the title alone. Talk about a new hope.
Yeah, that's kind a good of a one. Choice. They should use that.
Yeah,
they should use that one. Yeah, I know there's the, I love the interesting thing about this kind of news is it always just explodes on Twitter. There's all kinds of social media stuff going on today with fun comparisons to like the Stranger Things font and some other things. You know what I like most as far as some of the stuff I was seeing online was actually from Mark Hamill directly, not his Twitter, but his Instagram. Instagram story, actually, because he's at the Sundance Film Festival right now, and he was at some kind of panel, and he was just asking and talking a little bit about the title and what he thought of it and that sort of thing, getting his reaction. But he looks even more like Luke than before, and I'm not just talking about, like, he's lost more weight, he's in great shape, but also he's got the beard going on, he's got the feathered hair. And just seeing new images and interview footage with him, I don't remember seeing anything else in the last couple of months. So it's just, it's getting me that much more excited.
I love that you said feathered hair like Trojan Man. Feathered hair.
I was thinking Bee Gees.
Yeah. That, it's a, you know, I don't know how much that reference would make. That's the old Charlie What's-His-Face is one man's dollar show.
But
he does.
So I was just wondering, because Lord Santeca says to Poe in The Force Awakens that without the Jedi, there can be no balance in the Force. So if this is the last Jedi, do you think we're going down a direction where when the Jedi ends, there's no balance in the Force? Do you think that plays into this, maybe going into episode 9?
That's rough.
There can be no balance in the Force. I'm Lord Santeca. To me, she's royalty. I don't know. I wish I had a better microphone, because then the impressions would be a little easier. To answer your question, Bruce, that's an excellent point, because the Star Wars titles are very rarely like layered, right? They're usually pretty straightforward. The Force Awakens. Bada bing, bam, ring, 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 it's awake. To use a proverbial term of our generation, Rey got woke, right? We're messing around.
Phantom Menace is waging.
Well, I mean, think about it. The Empire Strikes Back, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, none of the stuff is like super layered or hinting. So when it says The Last Jedi, I'm taking them at their word.
Taking out the word that maybe Luke dies in this movie? Do you think that will happen?
Well, and I guess because then, yeah, now we have to actually speculate as to what that means. But that's my speculation is not that he dies, Although, you know, he might, I guess. But
well, I've heard
but
a lot of speculation.
More importantly,
thinking that.
Yeah, there is no. I think what this is telling us, and I'll go on the record right now. I think this is telling us that Luke Skywalker doesn't start another Jedi Order. The Jedi Order, as we knew it, actually goes away. He truly is the last Jedi.
Well, yeah, he failed the last one.
See, that makes sense because I keep thinking, like, what Bruce brought up with Lord Senteca is, you know, if the Jedi are gone, there can be no balance. Well, if that's the case, well, the Sith are wiped out, and we've got a new dark side using group that's taken its place. So if, like you suggest, Riley, you know, maybe Luke is evolving the Jedi into something else. Maybe he recognizes that the old ways weren't going to work, and he tried doing a new way. That new way also failed, and so he's going to just blaze a new path. You know, he's discovered Scientology.
What if though it's more of taking the Jedi back and rereading and Bruce was on there and we talked about in the 602 Club recently the A New Dawn book, and Kanan talks about in there how the Jedi Order had a code, but the code got added to with a bunch more rules that weren't originally in the code, but throughout the years just continue to be piled on. And one of those was about relationships. That was not originally in the code. It was a part of these rules that got tacked on to the code. So more like guidelines anyway. but it makes me
nice.
So does Luke bring the Jedi back to that pure form of the Jedi before that it's just the original code? Like it's the pure essence of what the Jedi were. And that's more in line with something like what we see maybe like Ahsoka becomes, like mm-hmm. where you are much more balanced in your ways. And therefore it does feel like a very new Jedi Order. So maybe Luke is the last of the Jedi of the old order, but they give birth to basically a new order. So a new Jedi Order.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a good title.
they should do that too.
You know, it makes me think of something though. Like, what about Yoda as a Force ghost? Do you think that Luke would try to commune with Yoda like he had Ben? We don't have Timothy Zahn's Heir to the Empire where Ben stops talking to Luke. So for all we know, Luke's been communicating with Yoda, you know, Kenobi and his dad for all we know.
Yeah, because they might have Skype in the Star Wars universe, so he could be talking to them as ghosts.
Skype has the best audio quality you've ever heard. It's incredible.
5 stars.
I love that, though, Mark. I think you're actually right onto something that maybe Luke, part of what he's been doing has been, with their help, searching for something that was missing when he tried to start a new Jedi Order. And what happened with Kylo. And so he went searching for the first Jedi temple on purpose. He has to have a reason for that. And maybe that has to do with, and maybe that's why we haven't gotten an Obi-Wan film yet, is because there's still some things they want to use Obi-Wan for and, you know, Ewan McGregor's voice for. And so I would not be surprised to see a Yoda Force ghost and a Ben Force ghost and an Anakin's Force ghost, maybe.
Right, teaching him the old ways.
Yeah.
The old ways of the Jedi.
And a Han Solo ghost Force ghost.
No.
See, I could see a Yoda or a Kenobi being like, you know, you need to seek out this temple on this planet. Go over here, and that's what you want to seek. And they're the ones that put him on the path to the original Jedi.
And Qui-Gon, too, because Qui-Gon had a different relationship with the Force than the other Jedi.
Well, and he's part of the Force, you know. I mean, he's the one who, you know, got Yoda to go on that quest in the Clone Wars, so we know about that. But also, think about this. What if Ahsoka has something to do with this? Because we don't know if she's dead yet.
True.
I'm just saying. True. So she could still be around and maybe have influenced Luke as well. So to me, that would be incredible. Like, my mind would just get blown, and this would be my favorite Star Wars movie ever. If she had any part of this, just because of how much I love Ahsoka and would like to see her continue beyond, you know, the Force realm.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Hey, real quick, I'm going to have to bail. I got a scout meeting I got to go to. I got to get my son over there. So I'm going to have to pull in Ahsoka and disappear, and everyone's going to wonder where I went. So,
bye,
thanks,
Mark.
Guys. It's been great. Bye, Mark. Appreciate you guys taking over.
May the force be with you. May the forces of others be with you.
There he goes.
Hey, Bruce.
Yes.
Remember that one time we went and saw Rogue One again? Yesterday?
Yeah, that was yesterday. That was 24 hours ago.
That was pretty good. You like Rogue One now that you've seen it a lot of times, more or less than The Force Awakens?
Oh,
where are you now?
It's so
getting
tougher
for me, man.
It is.
I proclaimed very strongly after this first few viewings. I still rank it above, but only slightly because of some of the weaknesses in the first act. But man, that final act, it's so good.
I would have to slightly rank it above Force Awakens right now, just slightly, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, you know what I think I'm going to like better? I'm pretty sure I'm going to be a big fan of Episode 8.
Oh, you mean The Last Jedi?
That one. that's the one.
Is that the one?
Oh, that's the one, okay.
I'm
poised to love this movie, so all they can do at this point is disappoint me.
Oh my gosh, don't get your hopes. I'm trying to keep it even keel here. I'm trying not to get too excited like I always do.
Yeah, we haven't even seen a trailer yet. We're terrible. It's gonna be the best movie ever. It's gonna be big. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
I think we all got to get running to different things. I know Bruce and I got to get running to actually another podcast, and you're driving home. But tell everybody where they can find you on the interwebs if they want to talk some more.
Yeah.
Last Jedi.
Well, the first thing everybody's got to do is go follow @MattRushing02 on Twitter because he's awesome and helped put this together. And then follow @Admiral_Rex for Bruce. And then stay tuned. Follow Star Wars Report. It's just Star Wars Report everywhere. And one last thing I do want to say to promote at the end of our little mini episode here. And that is like the day after tomorrow, this Thursday, we have a full-on almost hour conversation with Steven Stanton, all things Rogue One and beyond. Big, big, big fun time. Great show. And so stay tuned there. It was a lot of fun to talk to him. And we've got more cool stuff coming up next week. So there we go.
Awesome.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. And if you want to follow Riley, it's @TheRileyGuy. And if you want to follow Mark, it's @IllogicalRogue2.
Hey, there we go.
So there you go. We need some like music to take us out. Matt, do you want to kind of sing something for us?
Many boffins died to bring you this podcast.
Because they were listening to Matt sing.
That's yes. Really true.
Yeah.